Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another round of the Jay Allen Show. You know, we always tend to do this show in very similar format. It's not like it changes much in regards of what we do. I guess I can say that and not say that. I mean, maybe that is a variation of what we would almost call a lie. I guess our show does change from time to time. And there has been a lot of conversations as of late in regards that I have gone away from our interview style show, where I'm not bringing in that many people in regards of doing interviews. And I have to tell you, yes, I mean, I would be lying if I said that now that's not the case. I am still bringing in people to interview. What I have realized over the last little bit is that everything seems to have a season. There are seasons on when we sit back and have conversations. There are seasons where I feel like I should bring people in to interview them and really talk about some of the changes that are going on inside of the industry. And I don't know. I felt that when we were doing a lot of interviews, we were getting a lot of interviews that related around a product or an item and things along those lines. And I didn't have the same feeling that I had with some of the first people that I was getting to interview, where we'd get to sit back and talk about some deep stuff of how they got involved inside of the world of safety, how some of their theories had come about and things along those lines. I felt like it just became very product driven. So I've been avoiding a lot of the interviews. So that's really what it boils down to. I don't want to sit back here and go, this is not the honest truth that is what is going on. This is what happened. And I kind of slowed down and moved away from that for a moment or two. And don't worry, I'm not going to slather you today with an interview, but I know that this is something that more people want. And it's also become one of these things where we've had conversations where things should become a little bit more timely, where we should talk a little bit more about what is going on in the now, opposed to waiting for long periods of time before we start having discussions about things. And I get it. I understand it. I understand where some of the concerns are with some of that. I get where some of the concerns are located with some of the information that is going on out there and how we're not talking about it in a timely manner. So I think with us talking about that today and there being a small reference to it, maybe we should start taking a look around on some of the things that are going on inside of the world right now. Some of the things that are going on with how some of the changes that are happening. So with that being said, I would love for you to take a listen to this real quick. It's cases that fuel the Philadelphia new mask mandate that are taking place. Take a listen to what's happening right now. Trying to beat the new COVID surge, Philadelphia has reimposed an indoor mask mandate on Monday. Now, keep in mind that this is being recorded on April the 12th of 2022. Take a listen to what's going on.
Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettigal.
I wish this pandemic was over just as much as any of you, but
I am very worried about our vulnerable neighbors and loved ones.
The city said Monday it reached the level 2 mask precaution stage of its 4-tiered COVID response system, and it will officially reimpose the mask mandate on April 18th. The health commissioner says this looks like we may be at the start of a new COVID wave like Europe just saw. Under the city's 4-tiered system, the city on Monday reported 142 new cases per day, which is more than 50% higher than 10 days ago. I'm Mike Bauer.
Okay, so keep in mind that this actually did occur starting yesterday, and we are talking about it today, the 12th of April. Now, keep in mind that as we are talking about this, this is what is new and going on right now. Are we going to start seeing more mask mandates across the board? That's going to be something that we're going to have to talk about as safety professionals on what we're going to see inside of our organizations and how some of those mask mandates are going to take place inside of our current environment. The other portion that I would like to bring up right away as I am talking about this is what is going on inside of your organization right now. Are you still mostly seeing people working from home, or are you seeing people that are actually doing the work otherwise? Are they actually in person? Because these are going to be some things to talk about. So I don't know how the mask mandates are working out in your area, but it is something to talk about. So here's what we have decided to do here on Safety FM and on the Jay Allen Show in particular. You will notice as of last week, we turned on the feature, but we didn't really talk a lot about it. But if you are listening to the podcast, because this is normally the format that you'd be taking, listen to this and... Right now, if you go into the show notes of the app that you're using, whichever app you're using, it should show that you have the opportunity now to send us a message directly. And what do I mean about that? I mean a video message. Not a video message, that's a lie. It's an audio message. You can send us an audio message right now in real time. And what this will do is it will allow you to give you up to 15 minutes to do a recording that you can send our general direction. With this feature being available now, now the interaction changes. So what happens now is that you can do a recording. We can do an Ask Me Anything session. And this would give you the opportunity to interact with the show live. And then at least I know and I have a better feeler of what you're looking for. You know, because sometimes people don't want to sit there and text or send an email. What we're looking to do is make this a little bit more interactive. And it's, and I'm not saying that every single time somebody sends a message, we're going to play the message and all that. But it gives us the opportunity of doing this. And we can make these things a little bit more timely. And what do I mean when I say timely? Meaning, hey, if this is the subject matter that you want to talk about, these are the things that we can change. These are the things that we can focus on. And then if I start seeing a slew of messages that come in, they go, okay, this is a topic of conversation that people really want to interact with. Now we have something to do. Now, there will be a good chunk of shows on Safety FM Network that will start having this feature available. But we will have this activated as of last week, or we had it activated as of last week on the mini episode of last Friday. We're talking about it now because we want to make sure that people are fully aware that this is something available and it's not just something inside of the notes. So that's one thing. Another thing that we have going on that we will be starting, or you'll start seeing some changes of it this week inside of Safety FM Plus. So during the pandemic, or a good chunk of the pandemic, a lot of people had the discussion saying that there was some issues where they saw that weight management and overall wellness played a factor into some of the people that were getting COVID. And it seemed that a lot of it had to do with diet and nutrition and so on. So what we have done is we have partnered up with Wellness Reset. And we are going to take some of the information that they have available and we're going to put it onto our Safety FM Plus platform and talk about everything from simplicity of diets to the simplicity of doing minor stretches and even some exercise. And that will be available as portion of Safety FM Plus. Because this is definitely a topic of conversation that needs to be had as well, opposed to it just being subject matters of, well, go look at this expert and go look at that. I mean, believe me, by no means am I a wellness expert. Please understand that. But the people that are out there with Wellness Reset really have a good understanding of this. So we wanted to make this readily available to the people that were here on Safety FM Plus to be able to take a look at this. And this is going to be part of the normal membership. It's not going to be like an additional two or anything like that. What we always talked about was with Safety FM Plus was low cost safety programs that would normally cost high end dollars, or safety information that would be available that would cost high end dollars for people to have access to at a minimal fee. And you will notice that we have never changed the price for Safety FM Plus, because we want to make sure that people are getting bang for their buck. And I will tell you, this information is available for you for less than $10 a month. So for less than $10 a month, it's something that's readily available. And believe me, I don't want to convert this into a Safety FM Plus ad, but I want you to be aware of what's there now. So besides that, you have safety material that's available, you also have information that's available about wellness. And these are just some changes that we want to do because we are noticing how important some of this information on nutrition is becoming for you as an individual. And don't get me wrong, the quarantine 15 was a popular thing that people talked about during the pandemic. And we want to make sure that things are changing right now because it's difficult. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to say that I think I might have done the quarantine 15 times too, I feel like, in regards to what was going on here. So I'm not going to lie about it. So that's why we wanted to partner up with the people at Wellness Reset to be able to see what we could do in regard to bringing some stuff forward to you. So with that being said, I just want to reference real quick. We will be shortly announcing a new class that we will have available that you can sign up for us to hang out and do some things together. We haven't done one of those classes virtual or open to the general public in quite some time. So we will be opening one up here shortly for you to be able to participate in. I will tell you more about that in a very short period of time. It's not going to take too long before we start talking about it. And that one will be readily available for you. After that, we're going to start going into some slew of things that I think that we need to start talking about what's going on inside of the general industry as we continue talking in regards of what happens day in and day out. Because I think that sometimes we tend to forget that our conversations interact with the everyday worker. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the reality side of stuff. We don't want to sit here and talk about theory. You know, I'll tell you, there was a time not so long ago that somebody was saying, well, some of the stuff you talk about is pie in the sky. Well, I don't believe that the science and the research that we've done and some of the actual implementations is pie in the sky. But I guess it just really depends on how you look at it. And this goes back to the whole conversation that we've been having this week on the Rated R Safety Show. Timing is crucial. Sometimes when you say certain things to people, they're not ready for it. Something to think about. Anyways, that's all I have for you for today on this lovely Tuesday. Wanted to make sure that you were getting ready and set for what's available. So just keep this in mind real quick. Right now, if you go to our liner notes, you'll be able to send a message directly to us on anything that you want to converse about. And then Safety FM Plus now has available information about nutrition and how you can get well in regards of exercise and other things available inside of there. So there'll be a whole plethora of things that are readily available there for you. Anyways, thank you for coming out, hanging out, and doing the things that you do, because without you, well, we don't really have much else going on in regards of this show. Thank you for making the show the success that you have. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.